You're listening to The Tom Ward Show. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, The Tom Ward Show.
Well, welcome to The Tom Ward Show, where I interview the biggest influencers in the world, like Bryce Hall, Addison Rae, a bunch of them. I want you to subscribe because I've got Fletcher from The Hollywood Fix coming up, which should be interesting. And I've got Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio coming up, and Bonnie too. So make sure you subscribe.
I love them.
But right now, we're sitting with Olivia Ponton. How are you doing?
I'm great today.
Now, I saw you were just in Mexico. Are you back or are you still down there?
No, I'm back. I came back for a few days.
Okay. So was that a work trip or was that just like a vacay?
No, it was a work trip. I was like doing some fashion stuff there and like swimwear, but also it was kind of a little mini vacay to help my mental health and stuff.
Yeah, and we'll get to that later too. Mm-hmm. Like, but that's a pretty badass work trip. I mean, going to Cabo, I saw your Instagram hanging with friends.
Yeah, it was very last minute. Don't get me wrong. I was kind of just like, hey, guys, we're going to Mexico tomorrow. And I was like, what the heck? But yeah, like it was a very amazing trip in my opinion. It helped my mental health a lot. I got rid of my phone for a few days, just kind of spent time with everyone that I was there with. So it was pretty awesome.
Is it hard for you to kind of disconnect from your phone? Because as an influencer, I'm sure you're on your phone 24/7.
Personally, I always tell my friends this. I don't like being on my phone. If they want to talk to me, come to my house or tell me to come to your house. We can actually have a conversation. And like, obviously, I love going on my phone. I love connecting with people all around the world. But sometimes there's like probably 2 hours out of a day, I just like to put my phone away and just kind of like hang out with my friends and do my work. And my room, I'm a teenage girl. There's clothes everywhere. I like to clean my room. It makes my OCD go down. So, yeah.
Nice. Everyone wanted to know, too, because they saw the pictures of Jake Paul, my buddy down there. And everyone wanted to know, are you guys dating? What was Jake doing? What is going on?
He wasn't even in Mexico.
He wasn't there? He saw pictures. I think there were pictures or somewhere on Instagram.
We were on a boat, but that was in Malibu.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm like friends with his friend, and then it was just like we were there, and we're just friends. It's nothing like that at all.
Isn't it crazy, though? Anytime there's speculation in your life, if you unfollow someone, if you take a picture somewhere with someone, you know, people have all these opinions and sometimes hate. Like, how do you deal with that?
How do I deal with hate?
Not hate, but we could talk about that later. But more how you're analyzed for everything you do. People are looking at who you're following. If you unfollow someone, like, that's a thing, that's news. What's it feel like to be that under the microscope?
I don't know. It's kind of cool, but it's kind of at the same time, like, I'm very young, and it's like I'm learning all of this as I'm going. So it's kind of like a as-you-go thing. But, I mean, it helps me not make stupid decisions, so I like it to a certain extent. But at the same time, it is kind of not the best where I could literally take a photo with somebody and it be taken way out of context and people assume things that I literally were just in on the same boat together.
Like, yeah. Well, you're pretty new. I mean, in 2016, you really started posting on Instagram, right?
It was that long ago. I mean, probably like I started my Instagram account when I was like 2016, but because I know my mom was like super strict on social media at first. So she like wouldn't let me get an Instagram account for it. Yeah.
So how quickly like did you blow up? So you're in high school, right? You're probably 14 at the time when you start.
Yeah, I always had a super big passion. I really always look up to Alexis Wren, and I would always see like her like beachy kind of vibe photos, and I would always like try to like recreate them and stuff. So I would do that with my friends in like middle school, freshman, like all those years. And that's when I kind of just started like posting like a decent amount, and then it just kind of started going from there, and I would like gain followers off that and stuff like that. And then I started doing TikTok, and that's kind of when everything that was about maybe like 6, 7, 8 months ago is like right when I like actually started like taking it seriously and like working and, you know.
That's insane. That's insane how quick TikTok happens.
Yes.
You know, Instagram, it takes a while. You know, it's slower growing. Where TikTok, you can have one or two videos blow up. All of a sudden, you're there.
Yeah. So it's insane, but it's kind of cool.
So back to high school, though. So you're in high school, and is Instagram, how many followers are we talking about back then? Like ballpark.
When I graduated, so I just graduated like this year. So when I graduated, I think I had 1 million, but I did like dual enrollment. So I didn't really actually go to my high school, but like the last time I was in high school, when I was like my junior year, I think I had like 100K maybe. This was before, I don't even know if I had 100K, it could be ballparking, but this is before I did like TikTok or anything like that.
But were you the coolest girl in school? I mean, you're pretty. You have a huge Instagram following, which every young person wants.
I was not a cool kid.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. I just wasn't.
No?
People knew, like, I have a very, like, small group of friends where I'm at. I wasn't in, like, we have, like, a very large group of, like, the kids who, like, all go to parties together. I wasn't really in that group. I kind of liked my 5 friends that I had. We just like hung out and had sleepovers and would like do fun stuff instead of, you know, partying.
Were you a big deal? I mean, as you're growing, like, did people, you know, I know a lot of times when people get big, no matter what your age, if you're 16 or if you're 30, when the bigger you get, now it's, hey, can you take a picture with me and tag me and those kind of things.
First, did you get that? I mean, I got that. I never really took it as, like, an annoying thing because, like, hey, they're my friends. Like, I want to help them out in any way that I can. But it was kind of got to the point where it was, like, people that used to be mean to me and would bully me and would, like, days after days after days would, like, bully me. And then they would come back around and be like, oh, hey. And I'm like, well, weren't you, like, just mean to me, like, last year? Like, it was just kind of stuff like that I don't, like, necessarily like. But my friends that are like that, I'll do it. I don't really mind it.
Well, that's what I mean. Is that the best feeling ever? Like the bully, you can just be like, fuck you. You know, the bully who was an asshole to you all through middle school and stuff now wants something from you. And you can just be like, no, I'm good. I'm not going to tag you. I don't want to take a selfie with you.
No, I don't want to be mean, but it's like.
I would. I
sit there and I'm just like it just puts me in like an awkward position because it's like, well, you were really mean to me, but yeah.
And you grew up in, did you grow up in Miami or Naples? I read.
Naples.
Oh, okay. I like Naples. I've been down there a couple times.
Yeah.
Very well off area too.
It's just, yes. It's especially for a lot of old people. They have a lot of retirement homes. So there's not like tons of stuff to do. So it's kind of like I would go to the beach every day. So I really got into social media because I would like sit in my room and I didn't really like party like in high school. So it's not like I was like going out and partying with my friends. So I just like sit on my phone and, you know, like make videos or take pictures or do something, like talk to my friends that like lived in other places. And that's kind of what just like started it off.
What was your first TikTok is really kind of what blew you up. What was your first video on TikTok to explode?
It was so weird. So it was kind of right when I started the app and I posted a video. To this day, I have no idea why it went viral. At the time for viral for me, it got like 1 million views. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it got 1 million views in like probably like 5 or 6 hours. And then TikTok took it down. I don't know why they took it down. It wasn't like, they were like guideline issues, but nothing was wrong with the video. I was wearing like ripped jeans, like this cropped like NFL shirt. And I just did like a dance, but it wasn't like I was super into the dance. And I was like going to a football game. And then halfway through the game, I checked my phone and this thing has like 700,000 views. And I'm like,
wow,
wait, what? Like, this is insane. Like, it was like the craziest feeling ever. I feel like,
is that like, I'm obviously much smaller than you, but I interviewed Addison Rae and I asked her like, how did she hook up with Kourtney Kardashian? And I just put that clip on TikTok and it got like 1.2 million views in I don't know, 4 or 5 hours. And then people wrote articles based on a TikTok, like People Magazine wrote. It seems so strange to me, but it was the best feeling. It's like a high. It's like, holy shit, let me keep looking. And it's like, it went up 100,000. It went up 50,000. Like, was that, did you get that same feeling when you were at the football game checking it?
Day I get the feeling. I like going, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is so cool. Like that every day that you can post and it gets like that many, like when you put into perspective of how many people are actually looking at it, like a big number.
It is. And like, but you, do you get jaded at some point? Is it just become a number? Like, meaning, okay, my last three videos got 1 million views, and then I post a fourth one and it got 800,000. You don't think like, wow, 800,000, like imagine how many people there are. That's like a city. Or do you just go, it should have got 200,000 more? Like, do you look at it that way?
Not really. I mean, and it honestly depends on like my mental health that day. Cause sometimes I can look at it and like not even care. But sometimes I like overthink things and like overanalyze it. Like, oh, why this and this? But at the end of the day, I really just try not to think about it too hard.
You mentioned mental health a couple times. I want to bring up two kind of controversies, but not to put you on the spot or anything, but just to ask like how you dealt with them. Mm-hmm. And the first was Keo. So you guys are dating. First of all, why'd you break up? Did something happen or you just grew apart?
I'm really not to talk about the whole situation. I love him. He's an amazing person to me. We just weren't really meant for each other. And I feel like as you go on in life, that's what happens. I mean, I was 17 years old when I started dating him. So sometimes pretty things don't always turn out.
And that's fair. And I don't want to make you uncomfortable. So I won't ask you because you don't want to answer. But really what I wanted to know, not so much why'd you break up, but the amount of hate that you got because of it. And it's weird because you see all these TikTok breakups all the time, right? Like people are invested, like Bryce and Addison. Yeah. Everybody wanted, you know, were praying that that would happen, right? Everybody wanted it to happen. Or when people break up, the fans take one person's side more than the others usually, right?
It's incredibly not okay because there should never be sides to a breakup, sides to a relationship. Two people that like each other, there shouldn't be sides, in my opinion.
Unfortunately, but there is. So I don't know if Keo got more supporters or you did. Whatever, it doesn't matter. There was hate thrown at you, even if it was a small percentage. Mm-hmm. You're 18, you're a young woman, and kind of new to this world. How did all that feel? Like, how do you deal with it?
I try to use it as motivation to see that people are kind of being so negative towards me. And I try to like spin it around and say that, oh, if this person says I can't do this, I'm going to go and try extra hard to accomplish it. But it's definitely a day by day thing. It's hard to look at them, but at the end of the day, I just try to not look at them and just stay in the lane. But honestly, I think that is one of the most toxic things about social media is cancel culture and how it harms so many people's mental health, like including my house, like how many people in my house that receive hate every single day. I don't think there should ever be at a time where you get thousands of comments saying mean things about you. Like, I would never do that and go leave some like a comment on someone's video and like bashing them, in my opinion, unless it's like something. Yeah.
Is that what you meant when you were talking about going down to Mexico and like having a good time and like also getting a mental health kind of check? Mm-hmm. Is that what you meant? Does this stuff kind of wear at you? And is that what you meant by a mental health break?
Yeah, it definitely took a toll on a lot of my mental health. But sometimes, like, I have good and bad days, as literally everybody does. But when I went to Mexico, I wouldn't even bring my phone where we would go places. I would just leave it at the house and I would be like, yep, I'm gonna go and we're gonna go eat dinner. I mean, we didn't actually leave our house, but you know, I just left in a room and went downstairs and just ate dinner, and we would just like listen to music and just go swimming and stuff like that, just so I was like very in the moment rather than like sitting on my phone and recording or filming or doing whatever it was. But yeah.
Nice. Well, how did you get invited to the Hype House anyway? So you've been on TikTok for how long? 6 months?
Probably longer. Honestly, maybe like 8, 9. I've like been on the app, but I just like haven't like I didn't post for a long time. But okay. I got into that. Well, it's actually a funny story. I was gonna join the Sway Girls House, and that was like a big decision for me to like join that house because, you know, Keo and I love Nessa and all the other girls that were gonna be in it. And then Hype actually reached out to, well, Thomas and Chase both reached out to me and Darianka and mentioned how like our duo would be like perfect for the house. And we were like, whoa, like this is insane. Why? Like, are this serious? And we just had like a few FaceTime calls about it. And it took me like about a month to decide whether if I wanted to do the Sway Girls House, like whatever the name was going to be, or it was the Hype House. And I came to LA about 2 months ago, maybe a little bit longer, just to kind of feel everything out. And I came here the first night. I absolutely love the vibes. I love everybody that is here, all the energy that I'm surrounded by. So I was like, well, I guess that's my answer. But yeah, it was insane how it all just happened in a matter of like a month.
So this starts when you're in high school, right? This conversation with like Hype or Sway, you were like figuring that stuff out?
I think, yeah, it was like right around the time that I graduated because Keo was in Florida with me and we were like, he was helping me like make the decision as well.
Did you know you weren't going to college like senior year? You're blowing up on TikTok and stuff. Like, how did that conversation with your parents go?
It's actually really funny because I've always been a big, I want to be in a sorority and I want to go to like a big college school. A big like football school. So it was actually, I got signed to Wilhelmina back in January and my agent was kind of like, when can you move to New York? And I was like, I'm going to college, what do you mean? And then we had that kind of discussion with my parents is like, do I want to go to college or do I want to model in New York City? And so I went and visited New York City for about a week right before Corona hit. And I love this city so much. And I just fell in love. I was like, I see myself living here. I see myself working here. That kind of made the decision for me. I came back and kind of, my parents are very supportive and I always told them, I was like, if you guys want me to do online school, I'm actually in online college right now. And I said, I can take classes right now. And then when time is right, I can actually attend an actual college in New York or wherever it is that I'm living at the time. But yeah, this is a fun conversation.
Yeah. And you talk about good options. So yeah. You're a senior in high school. You get signed by Wilhelmina. How tall are you, by the way?
I'm 5'9".
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
So you get signed by Wilhelmina and then all of a sudden Chase and Thomas reach out to you and go, hey, why don't you come to the Hype House too?
It was very, all very fast pacing. I'm incredibly blessed. Like every single day I probably take, every single morning I wake up, I have like my affirmations on my wall that I read and I kind of just like make a list of like everything that I'm blessed for. And it really puts like an awesome spin on your day because it's like, wow, like I'm living at this house. I'm surrounded by amazing people. My age, like I have a wonderful team. I have wonderful friends like back home and here. It's just like, it really puts yourself into perspective of how blessed like you should be. And that's why like my mental health is getting better. So yeah.
What's your priority? So you've got kind of two careers going on.
Yeah.
Is TikTok it first or is modeling first? Or do you try to
first?
Oh,
in wow. My opinion. That's like always been like kind of, I mean, I didn't really realize I wanted to model until about like a year ago, I would say, maybe not that long, but definitely modeling in my opinion, just because I think it's very empowering and a lot of people get a misconception of that the industry is very harsh on you, but every job that I've had, all the models that I'm surrounded are very uplifting and empowering and it's an awesome environment in my opinion to be around. So yeah.
You know, it's wild. I just interviewed Amelie Zilber like 2 weeks ago. Everyone check out that interview. Yeah. But she's the best. But she really changed my mind on kind of what social media model is, you know, because it's easy to look at that and go, okay, that's just a hoe on TikTok. You know what I mean? Dancing around or girls on Instagram posting, you know, thirst traps.
Yeah. It's
easy to kind of think there's a difference between that and a real model. And a real model, too, you can use your platform for good things, because like Amelie does, she's always talking about Black Lives Matter and different world causes she's a part of.
So that's amazing. Like, I wish that I could, not that I wish, that's not the word that I was saying, but like, she's very inspiring in that sense. Like, I always look at her stuff and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'll repost whatever she reposts. Like, it's like very interesting to see that she's like that involved in like the certain situations that are going around in our world. I know she does like a lot with politics, and my new thing, I'm coming out with like a thing about like the ocean and like ocean cleanups and kind of our ocean's water. Half of it is, you know, trashed, whatever, and we want to keep it super clean. So that's like kind of my steer of the way that I want to go with using my platform for the good.
I love the beach. I'm actually in San Diego on vacation right now. And we're at the beach.
Workout this morning because I just like love being surrounded by it.
Nice. Oh, you went to the beach this morning?
Yeah.
Which beach do you go to? Where are you living, in the Hype House, or are you living separate?
Hype House right now. I went to the Venice Beach Boardwalk because I also like skating. So I brought like my skateboard and I was skating around, and then me and my other Sarah were just like working out on the beach and do a little bit of that before.
Well, that's very cool. So let's talk YouTube too, because you've got a YouTube channel with one video, but there's going to be more. Everyone go check out, we'll put insert YouTube channel name here. Everyone go check out that video, like and subscribe.
Soon, don't worry. I just got an editor and a videographer, so we will be making content soon.
Nice. So what kind of content are you going to make?
I just want something that young girls can come and look at and like get inspired off my page, whether it's like workout videos, like smoothie ideas, like healthy options. I was pescatarian for a minute, so I was just like, you know, like cute little recipes that are simple, because people here, Postmates, every single meal. I can't do that. I get meal plans and I like meal prep everything. So I want to do stuff like that. Like my simple, I was on Accutane for about 7 months. So I want to show like that story, like maybe a few like content clips about like how it is living at the Hype House, like my kind of like realm of it, especially because like I'm a model and do this. So it's like on top of all like the stress of like social media jobs, you have like all the other modeling jobs, which is like awesome, like in my opinion. You just have to figure out like a time management span of doing it all, but yeah, kind of just like fun, like stuff that I would search up, like I'm gonna do.
Okay, so more like lifestyle stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. You know, it's funny because a lot of the high-end fashion brands, if you have a pretty social media star, that's a leg up on just a normal pretty girl from Ohio or something, right? And like Emma Chamberlain's a good example of that. Emma was just kind of normal girl vibes, super huge social media following, and pretty, by the way, too. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden she's making videos about peeing in a urinal. Like, I interviewed her, and she was like making crazy shit. And then all of a sudden she's at Gucci in Italy. It's like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy how you can like turn everything. And I think that's also something that's super inspiring, is that you can, and when you do have a large platform, you do have the availability to post pretty much anything about your normal life. So then people can kind of relate to you on that sense, which like I'm trying to do, is that people can look at me and be like, oh yeah, like I relate to her in this and that and this and that. So that's kind of like more of like what my YouTube is going to be about as well.
Do you interact with your fans a lot? And like, how? Do you respond to DMs? Do you respond to comments?
A lot of DMs. Like, I have like group chats that I have, and I probably try to do that. Like, I try almost every single day. It's very hard. I like repost like a lot of like the fan edits. The fan edits people make are insane. I'm like, holy moly, I'm so blessed that these people take their time out of a day to like edit these, and it's honestly inspiring to me. But then fans come out to our house, and I know some people get annoyed by it, but I think it's kind of cute that people drive all the way here to meet us. Like, that's really sweet. But I know sometimes they get mad at us for, like, taking photos with them or something like that. But I think it's cute.
Wait, so I was at the old Hype House. I haven't been in a new one. Don't you guys have, like, a gate or something up? Like, some kind of security?
It's not that good of a gate. And it's, the garage is, like, on the road. So it's, like, if people have to leave to like, and we stand in the garage, like the fans are, like right there. So there's not like, there's not like a gate and then a driveway and then the garage. It's like just the gate. Yeah.
What's the, like, is the number one thing fans want is a TikTok with you? Is that the thing?
I'd say probably photos. Like that's like ass thing. Just cute. I'm like,
That's a lot easier than, I know Chase and those guys get asked to do TikToks a lot. And that's takes a lot of time. If you have to do for a crowd of people, like a TikTok for 20 people could take an hour.
I'm like, when we go downstairs, like we're on our way to going, doing stuff to go do stuff. Sorry, that makes no sense. But I know every single person here is pretty busy. So when we're doing something, we're like, go, 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 go. So it's, I mean, hey, I like to make everyone happy. So I try to make everyone happy. So
hey, at the end of the day, you have people waiting that they might get a glimpse of you at your house. That's pretty badass.
Oh, and that's like awesome. Like, that's just so crazy. That I, like, that's like, holy moly. Like, that's, I can't ever wrap my head around that. But it's something that's honestly like a blessing that I think about in the morning.
That's great. Who's in the house now? Who's living there?
You want me to name everybody?
How many people are there?
Probably like 16, 17.
Oh, no, you don't have to name anybody. But like, is Chase living there and Thomas?
Yeah. It's like right next to me. Thomas is in this room. Thomas and Mia live in that room. Like Chase, like then like the OG people that they're always like friends with, like from Carlsbad. And then there's like Taylor, Nate that live here. Who else? Like Avani doesn't live here.
Okay.
The only girls are me, Cobra, and Mia that like actually live in the house. So, and then like all the other girls like come over, like Charlie, Dixie, all of them are like here a good amount of time. So, yeah.
What's moving in the hype house done for you career wise and done for you social media wise? Like the second you moved in, did you notice more engagement or every time you filmed a video with someone in the house, it blew up?
Well, honestly, no matter like who I post with, like if I have another person in the video, I feel like my videos like normally do better just because people like seeing like interaction with other people, because then you have your fans and that person's fans that like really come together and they're like, oh, like the duo we never knew we needed. Like I'm like getting super close with Tana right now and it's like she's crazy and I love her, but it's like awesome to experience all of the different things that did happen.
Who are you getting close to?
Tana.
Oh, not Tana?
Yeah. Like two doors down.
Oh. Like two I thought you were talking about Tana Mojo. I'm like, that's a weird pair. Yeah. Oh, for real?
That's her.
Wait, she's living in the house?
No. She lives like two houses down.
No kidding. Tana is the greatest. And I don't see you guys hanging out at all.
We fit so well together.
Really?
It's crazy. I literally love her. Yes.
That's wild. I think like two different brands when I picture you guys.
She's a very like, I think some people might misconceive her as like mean or rude, but like she's a sweetheart. Like she really is. Like she's awesome and I love her. I love the energy that she always brings like wherever we're going. And it's like, hey, it's awesome.
I interviewed her twice and got to know her a little bit. And she's the greatest. If you're watching this, she's exactly what you think off camera as she is.
Oh, 100%.
High energy, super positive, funny.
100%.
That's funny. So what else you got going on?
I don't know. Just been working a lot.
I was looking, I wanted to ask you too. So you're a model. Mm-hmm. You talked about meal prepping and stuff. What is like your workout schedule? I read that you like lifting weights, you like yoga, you like running. What's an average week workouts look like?
Recently I've been like a lot harder myself because in Mexico I didn't work at all. I worked out like once or twice when I was there, but I was eating like super unhealthy, like really good food. I was like, I am not even counting right now, like I'm just gonna have fun and eat my food. But personally, I really like hot yoga, but you know, yoga places in LA aren't really open right now, so I can't do that. But right now I constantly just every morning I wake up probably at like 9 or 10, and I like get my workouts done in the morning. It's either like cardio, or this morning I went to the beach and like did band workouts and like a lot of like HIIT HIIT workouts, if you know what that is. It's like consistency. Like, I don't want to be lifting like super heavy weights because I don't want like the giant muscles. I just want like the nice toned kind of vibes. But yeah, it's like pretty much every day I like to start off my day with that because then I feel productive and it helps me get motivate myself for the rest of the day.
Being a model, how conscious do you have to be of your weight, what you're eating, your body? Is that a constant obsession? Like,
it depends on my mental health stage. Yeah. Honestly, sometimes I'm like way harder on myself than I feel like I need to be. And that's kind of a struggle like that. I will struggle with myself. But for the most part, I feel like the modeling industry, unless you're with like a huge client who really cares about what your body looks like, my agent has never looked at me and been like, you need to like lose weight, or like, you need to, like, he's never told me like how I should like do my body. I mean, of course, he's always like, oh, eat healthy. Because when I eat unhealthy, I personally get sick very, my immune system is not amazing. So I can get sick pretty easily, or I'll just like feel drained or like tired. So whenever I eat healthy, I feel better. And yeah. That's why I personally do it.
Okay. Do people make, we were talking about hate before. Mm-hmm. Do people make comments on your appearance too? Or is it just
Other stuff? It hurts, but
what could they say? I mean,
they just say I'm like flat, or I'm fat, or I'm too skinny, or like literally anything you can think of. They will like comment like door emojis saying that I'm flat. And I'm like, okay, thanks, guys.
Man, that's gonna be tough too. And I've got hate and pushback, and I'm sure you didn't intend to get that kind of feedback. Do you have to be very conscious of everything you post and everything you say now, where before, when you're just in Florida,
yeah,
you know, friends, you don't have to think like, about it.
Careful about like how people can interpret certain things, like with my words and explaining like certain situations. I need to say it in the right way before people get offended by it, or people think I'm meaning it in a different way than I actually am. But yeah, it's definitely, I have to be more like awareness of everything.
But you talked about cancel culture before. I mean, how many times have people wanted to cancel you? Like, not in a bad thing, but just like for any reason, people, it's not you, it's any social media celebrity out there. It's kind of a target.
Mm-hmm.
People always want to throw stuff, you know, and the T channels out there too are always trying to stir things up. Does that get old, or do you get used to it?
It kind of gets annoying. Oh, I wouldn't say annoying. It kind of gets a little much when they take things way out of context, or like I tweet something that has to do nothing with the situation, and then they'll like try to tie it around and be like, oh, this tweet has to go with this tweet and this and this. And I'm like, it's not that deep. That's why I don't even use Twitter like that often to like even express my feelings. I just try to like super happy on it, but like help motivate others. But yeah.
Yeah, and you've got a real positive vibe, and it sucks
that
you've got to censor yourself all the time. Or, like, Twitter's a great place to, I mean, you post a lot more than Instagram. You can post kind of your thoughts, inspirational stuff. But it's a shame that because of haters out there and stuff, and because you have to be so cautious, that you choose not to use that platform anymore. Because actually on Twitter, there's a lot of haters, too.
Yeah, which is an odd thing. I don't really know why, but yeah, I just kind of have to be cautious with like what I post and like how it could, if they could tie it to any other type of situation. Like if I tell something sad, like I don't want them to like tie it in with like something other that's going on in my life, because 9 times out of 10 it's nothing to do with the situation. But yeah,
what do you think of like the rise of the T channels too? Because a lot of times the T channel talking about an influencer gets more views than the influencer gets, which is crazy.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's kind of weird how that works, is that people like search up T like pages just to like see like the intro. It's kind of like a TMZ, if that makes any sense.
And yeah, Hollywood Fix is like that too. I'm interviewing Fletcher a little bit. I mean, do you get stopped by those guys? It seems like every influencer is at BOA every night of the week, and he is constantly posted up and asking you relationship questions.
Oh, cats. Like, even when I was at Tayo yesterday, T-A-O, I don't know how exactly, but they were there. I mean, Hollywood Fix, but I've been, like, different places, and he just shows up. I'm like, how does he know we're here? Like, no one posted that we were here, like, but it's funny, honestly, but I love him. He's a nice person.
Nah, he's cool. And that's what I'm going to ask him too, is like, how do you find everybody? I think he gets tipped off. Like, people will text him and be like, hey, go over to Nobu in Malibu. Kourtney Kardashian just walked in.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So what else you got going on? So we got to check out your YouTube. We've got to check out your social. We've got to look for you in the Hype House. And modeling, any campaigns coming up that we...
Not that I can talk about right now, but the modeling industry was like on a pause for coronavirus, but I can say that like things are starting to pick up back again. So a lot of things I've like planned that are going to be happening as long as Corona like gets better. And yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll put up all your socials here. We'll put up your YouTube channel. People will be most excited about that, I think, seeing the lifestyle stuff you're doing on YouTube, because TikTok, you only get to see 20 seconds of you or whatever. Like, where there, you can stretch out.
Is that, like, you can never tell somebody's feelings by, like, a 15-second video. Like, I can smile for 15 seconds of the day. That doesn't mean my overall mood is the happy, positive girl, but, yeah.
Well, cool. We always do, like, Tom's Top 5, where I ask you top 5 something. Since you're a model, who are your top 5 models?
Ooh, this is an easy one. I'd say, So Elsa, I'm going to butcher these girls' names. Elsa Hosey, she's a Victoria's Secret model. She's beautiful. Love her style, love her vibes, everything. Alexis Ren, I know she's, I don't think she's signed with an agency, but you know, she's like an Instagram model. She's my favorite person. Who else would I say? Obviously Kendall Jenner, because she's iconic, and Gigi and Bella, like all of them are, they're a little iconic people themselves. I'm trying to think about like any other type of multi models. Those are pretty much like my inspirations, I would feel like.
Okay.
Like Victoria's Secret, like Romy and Taylor Hill, and all of them are truly, I look at them and I'm like, goals.
Nice. Have you collabed with Alexis Ren or no?
Mm-mm, I've never even met her.
Alexis, where are you at? If you're seeing this, come on, reach out.
No, I would. Yeah, I would. Yes. Yes.
I bet she would in a second.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never tried, so.
Okay. Maybe I should. Shoot your shot today. Shoot her DM. Why not?
Yeah, of course. I was sliding dirt.
Yes. All right, well, stay on for a second, but I want to say thank you for sitting down with me. This is a pleasure. We learned a lot about you. We learned about mental health breaks, what you do in Mexico. We learned about your modeling career, how your high school experience. Mm-hmm. I think we learned a lot. So this was fun. Yeah. Guys, make sure you subscribe. I've got Fletcher from Hollywood Fix, which is a weird one coming up. I've got Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio, and I've got Avani coming up too. And make sure you check out my old interviews. I was at the Hype House before and interviewed all the guys there. So check them out. Thanks for watching, guys.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you could take a second and leave us a 5-star rating or a nice comment, it would really help the show. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, The Tom Ward Show. And you can always follow Tom on social at Matra1 on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.